Hello. This is 5 minutes of Prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 734, 734. And if today is your first time of coming here, then you're most welcome. I'm so happy that you're here with me. And so much is happening here. By God's grace, so much power is released here. And the more you hear, the more you see these things I'm talking about happening in your life. And I know that the amazing miracles are happening. People are writing to me, and I'm getting so much feedback by God's grace. So we want to go for our golden scripture for where we dig all the gold, and that is 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1. And it says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also you are saved. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain, which Paul yet say, you've not believed in vain, because you believe in the resurrection from the dead." Then he continues, "So I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures." We've been looking at the death of Christ, and we've looked at physical events, but not the revelatory. And we are in Proverbs 4:20 that says, "My son, daughter inclusive, pay attention to my word." And we're doing that seriously. We are decreasing our attention all the time. We're investing in the social media, the reels. Watch, hear, laugh. Go to this, move to that. We're stopping that so that we can have more time, invest more time into reading the Bible. Open the Bible for yourself, reading it for yourself, and listening to such messages like this. I'm so happy that you're here. So we're looking at Mark 11. We saw that Mark 11, Jesus cursed the fig tree, spoke to the fig tree, and the following day when they came, they said, "Master, Master, the fig tree that you cursed is dead." And Jesus said something profound to Mark 11, 23, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, "Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea." Who is going to say? Say you, whosoever, everybody. You mean every born again believer? Yes, even if you're born again today, right now, you got born again through the podcast. Please let me know. I'll be so excited to know that. Whosoever shall say. So wherever you are, if you come into Christ and you say to this mountain, you say. And I was talking to you yesterday about, and if today is the first time you're listening, then please just remember that there's a lot behind you that you ought to listen to. That is too much time. You'll be amazed. When you're listening, you won't even notice the time. And sometimes you want to listen to everything, start in the weekend, you just play it and let me talk and talk and talk and talk and fill the whole house with words, living words. So I said to you yesterday that if you are going to say to the mountains and move the mountains, but in every other area of your life, you don't mean what you say, then it means that when you come to this time that you also want to say to the mountains, you have trained yourself already for your words not to mean anything. So when you come to that mountain and critical that you want to say it, you will find out that your words won't work, because your words, they are used to the fact that you don't mean what you say. That you don't mean what you, that you play with your words. You say, "I will marry you," and you don't marry. You say, "I'll go here," you don't go. You say, "I'll come," and you don't come. As you're saying, "Oh, don't worry, I'll come," you know you won't come. Oh, there's no problem. You don't, when people are talking to you, it's like you are vague. We can't pinpoint, say, "This is where you stand, this is what you mean." We cannot. Some people also lie and misrepresent. I mean, it's like lying has become a second nature to you. And this is what happens often in the world. And when you come into Christ and lying is like the easy way out, you will have to speak to that thing, because you don't have the nature of lies again. Jesus said to them, "You have your father, the devil. He's a liar, who was a liar from the beginning." No. You are not your father is not the devil. What business have you got with lies? But many people have trained themselves like that. I knew someone who was like that. He was just a liar. I mean, it was second nature. You were talking with him, he's lying. And it's like he lying is so fast. It's easy for him. That he relies on it. He relies on lies so much. Oh, it was. I mean, I knew him in school, in the university, and he was known like that. He was known to be a liar. Everybody knew that. Oh, when it comes to this guy, I mean, everybody knew that he was a liar. A liar, just a liar. It's sad. How can a man live like this? But people are like that. And one day he confessed to me, he said to me that when he began to watch films, and in the films he saw con men. You know, con men are thieves. They are thieves, but this is a thief with style. a thief with style. So he saw this con man who had style, wore the most expensive clothes and had the suave and had his groove and was lying to a lot of women, and he admired it. So when he admired it, before he knew, he started copying, trained himself to the point where he lied through his teeth. He lied about everything. What was not even necessary for lies, he told them. He had become second nature to him. Became born again, and he still continued in that way. He continued. It was so sad. Such a sad life. Oh, he made history in that school. He made history. I don't know why. Anyway, that's the way it is. Because for somebody like that, you know that you are a liar. That this is your problem. Why would you go and stand for any political position in the school? He did that. And he chopped the people the hall, you know, the hall in school. This hall. He chopped the hall money and they were after him. Oh, born again, they were chasing him for that. Somebody say that's why I don't like born again. Listen, don't talk like that. Don't talk, because all born again believers are not like that. This guy had a situation, and the evil spirit had taken over and had taken advantage of, and he wouldn't allow himself to be helped. That was his problem. He was not willing to be helped. He liked what he was in, and he had become his life. So if this is your life, my dear, this is time for the change. When is the change happening? Jesus changed you. Listen, if any man be in Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:17, there is a new creation. The new creation is there. But this habit and this way of training yourself is what is troubling you. And that is what you are going to deal with in the name of Jesus. It will not overtake you. It will not rule your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, you're so blessed. Please come back for more.